Australian red meat and livestock industry, it's the biggest thing in 200 years.
David Larkin, who headed up the Free Trade Red Meat Task Force. He runs Atron Enterprises and is chair of the Peak Industry for Processors. He's been assisting the bureaucrats negotiating with the Chinese, and he says they've worked exceptionally hard for the industry for the past 12 months.
China's a very, very important trading partner for both beef and sheep meat, and in particular co-products, hides, skins, offals.
Figures show the removal of tariffs will boost beef and cattle hide returns by $3 billion and lamb by $1.8 billion over the next 15 years. David Larkin says the Chinese will be able to buy Australian meat cheaper, but they'll be competing with other buyers around the world.
The reality is that for every kilo of meat we produce, we're going to have two or three buyers. And whilst I know that livestock prices have been tough with so many cattle coming forward in the drought, the demand that we've experienced in the last couple of years has really underpinned the ability for us to have some record exports. So, you know, by having a cheaper product or a slightly cheaper product on the supermarket shelf means we'll be able to keep that demand in place for the longer term.
So when can cattle producers in particular see better prices?
When will it rain, Selena? Every processing plant is at 110% capacity. Processors have been putting on as many shifts as they can.
Nearly all the beef has to be exported frozen, but David Larkin says this free trade deal will also help them negotiate chilled beef back into China, shut out last year. The Sheep Meat Council's Ian McColl was also part of the delegation in China helping strike the deal.
China is a major market for the sheep meat industry. I mean, we've got 25% of our sheep meat products going in there. There's 90% of our skins are going into China. And there's a large amount of co-products, which includes offal and tallow, that are also going to China. And this creates a baseline market for us that then increases the competition of our other markets around the world and underpins our pricing in Australia and at the farm gate level.
Ian McColl says sheep farmers will see value from the tariff cuts.
Potentially up towards 40 cents a kilo is the independent figures that have been put forward that we might be looking at a farm gate level. Now, that's not including changes to skin prices, which can also offer a considerable benefit to producers.
Chinese tanneries and leather makers can't get enough of Australian cattle hides and particularly sheepskins and kangaroo. Dennis King of the Hides and Skins Association.
The trade itself is worth almost $1 billion. It's over $900 million per annum. It's a valuable commodity, and there is a shortage of leather in the world today. The demand from automotive and from furniture is quite significant.
How much will the removal of about a 7% tariff on sheep and lamb skins be worth to the industry a year?
We'll generate probably another $30-odd million to the sheep industry.
What about cattle hides? What's the value?
Cattle hides are valued around about the moment about $450 to $500 million per annum. There's a 5% tariff on those. So that'll probably generate an extra $50 million annually to the cattle industry.
There's also a tariff on kangaroo skins. How much is that tariff?
That tariff's 9% at the moment, so that will come off. And the other thing is that there's, what people probably don't quite understand, is also a VAT, which will remain. It's 17%, but that VAT is applied after the tariff has been done. So it effectively means that there's probably a 10.5% reduction in that tariff.